Praise the Lord, everybody. Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. All the glory belongs to God. I'm going to start at 1 Chronicles chapter 29 and verse 10. Thine, O Lord, actually that's verse 11. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. Can I get amen on that? For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Now, as I read some of these scriptures to give glory to God, I want you to feel free to shout the praise of the Lord. You know, I don't want to hear a silent soul in this place. Because the Bible says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. So let's try that again. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness. Thine is the power and the glory. And the victory and the majesty. For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. Both riches and honor come from thee, and thou reignest over all, and in thy hand is power and might. Hallelujah. Didn't he say at one time, all power in heaven and on earth is given unto me? That's right. In his hand is power and might. And in thy hand, O Lord, it is to make great and to give strength unto all. Now therefore, O Lord our God, we thank thee and we praise your glorious name. Amen. The Lord our God, he is good. And his mercy endure forever. Praise the Lord, folks. Psalm 29, verses 1 and 2 says, let us give the Lord the glory and the strength that is due unto his name. He says, give unto the Lord, O ye people. Say, give unto the Lord the glory and strength that is due unto his name. Hallelujah. Even ye mighty ones. Amen. There is no way you could have been mighty without the Lord. There is nothing great that happens upon this earth without the Lord. Amen. That's right. So give unto him glory and strength. Give unto him the glory that is due unto his name. Hallelujah. Psalm 65 verse 1 says that praise waited for thee, O Lord, in Zion. Now, is praise waiting for the Lord in your life? You know, this last weekend, the last several days we were here, and the Lord spoke to us, prayed concerning the city and different things. You know, and as we were praying, you know, I said, you know, and the Lord said, you know, in my prayer, you know, I was praying, I said, let the city, let the gates of Phoenix be praised. Hallelujah! Let our windows be righteousness. And let our streets be holiness unto the Lord. Hallelujah. That's exactly what the Lord did. Amen. The Lord is good. Praise God. The Lord said unto us during those days that we were here praying, he said, the Assyrian shall not shoot his arrow in your city. Amen. I will put hooks in his nose. And I will send him back where he came from with a blaster. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Give the Lord a hand clap. Hallelujah, somebody. The Lord is good. Listen to this in Psalm 66. I want to read several verses out of this psalm just to praise the name of the Lord. Psalm 66 and starting at verse 1. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Come on, somebody. I don't hear noise in this house. That's a commandment. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Hallelujah. See, another place they make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Sing for the honor of his name. Make his praise to be glorious. Hallelujah, folks. Let's make the name of the Lord and His praise glorious this morning. Say unto the Lord, how terrible, that's right, art thou in thy works through the greatness of thy power. Thine enemies have submitted themselves unto thee. Amen. Praise God. He already done it. Hallelujah. All the earth shall worship thee and shall sing unto thee. They shall sing to thy name, O Lord. Come, ye folks, and see the works of God. He's terrible in his doing toward the children of men. He turned the sea into dry land. They went through the flood on foot. There did we rejoice. Hallelujah. Praise God. And he goes on to say, the Lord ruleth by his power forever. His eyes behold the nations. Let not the rebellious exalt themselves. Amen?
Amen.
Oh, bless our God, ye people, and make the voice of his praise to be heard. Come on, somebody. Bless the Lord in the house, which holdeth our soul in life, and suffereth not our feet to be moved. Hallelujah. The Lord did not suffer our feet to be moved. Hallelujah. Because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Hallelujah. And one of the things we learned the last few weeks is casting out the devil. Amen. Binding his works. And especially from the house of the Lord. You know, if the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, that makes every part of this world the Lord's. Amen? That's right. And everywhere we go, we must cast the devil out. Doesn't belong. Get him out of there. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. For the Lord is good, and his mercy endureth forever. Listen to verse 20 of Psalm 66. Blessed be God, which hath not turned away our prayer, nor his mercy from us. Amen. Amen, people. We would be praying. The Lord revealed that there would be some devastating attacks in our city over this last weekend, you know, by many sources. And we have been praying and believing God, you know. But there was never any doubt in our hearts that the Lord was going to avert the evil. Amen. Because the Bible says, fear not. Amen? For I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. Hallelujah. And he also says, in righteousness shall thou be established. You know, and thou shalt not fear. See, you will not even worry about terror or oppression, because it shall not come near thee. Amen? The enemy shall not exact upon us at any time. So the Lord, you know, he answered our prayer, and we want to give him the praise and the glory. Listen to this in Psalm 96. And I'm going to read from verse 1. Just a few verses here to give the Lord the praise, and then we'll add our own praise unto him. Psalm 96 and verse 1. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth. Sing unto the Lord. Bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Amen. Every single day, let's show forth the salvation of the Lord. For it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. His mercies are new every morning. Hallelujah. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised, and he is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols. But the Lord, he made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory that is due unto his name. Bring an offering. Now that's not necessarily money, you know. The sacrifice of praise. Amen. Bring an offering, you know, and come into his courts, you know. The sacrifice of praise? Absolutely. Let's read Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 15. You know, you'll see here that, you know, by him we shall offer unto God sacrifices, you know, of praise. You know, this is the best offering that we can give to the Lord. Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 15. By him therefore, Let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That's the best offering you can give to God. Can I get amen on that? That's right. That is the best offering. And nobody can say, I don't have that. Even if you don't have money, you have the sacrifice of praise. Amen? And even when things are not looking right, praise the Lord anyhow. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Let us offer unto him the sacrifice of praise continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Praise God. Praise the Lord in the morning. Praise him in the noontime. Praise him when the sun goes down. Praise him all the time. For the Lord is good, and his mercy endureth forever. The Lord himself declared concerning the name of the Lord. He proclaimed the name of the Lord and said, the Lord God, hallelujah, merciful and gracious, abundant in mercy and compassion, keeping mercy for thousands. And that's exactly what he did. He has kept mercy for the thousands of the people that fear his name in the city. Hallelujah, folks. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Some of you may not have known that there was a lot going on in the spirit, but you were never in any danger. Amen. Hallelujah. You were never in any danger as long as you are in the ark of safety. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And we say of the Lord, he is my fortress. Is the Lord your fortress? If the Lord is your fortress, give the Lord a hand clap. Hallelujah. Praise God. If the Lord is your fortress, there is nothing that can penetrate. Praise ye the name of the Lord. The Lord is my fortress. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Lord, we love and praise your name here this morning. Listen to this. A few more places that I want to read. Second Samuel, chapter 6. Let me just read this few verses real quickly. Second Samuel, chapter 6, starting at verse 14. Listen to this. And David danced before the Lord with all his might. Amen? Now, David was a man that knew how to get down before the Lord. Amen? That's right. You know, he was girded with a linen ephod, you know, and all of these things and so forth, you know, all the crown and the royal garments and all of these things, when it comes to time to praise the Lord, those things were a hindrance for David. David used to cast those things out. Hallelujah. Cast down the crown, take off his royal garment, take off everything, and bless the name of the Lord in the dance. The Bible says, praise him, all ye hosts, praise him with a timbrel and dance. Praise the Lord anyhow. Pray, amen. And David, because they saw the ark of the Lord coming, you know, was shouting. He had a shout. He had a victory. The sound of the trumpet. And all of these things that he did, you know. And he was just praising the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. And Michal, you know, strong wife, mocked him and said, because that was Saul's daughter, said, how glorious was the king of Israel this day? To abase yourself like that in the street, making a fool of yourself, dancing and doing all of these things. Don't you know you are the king? You know, and David said, you know, before the Lord, I am nothing. Amen? If you think what you saw was base, you haven't seen anything yet. I will be even baser. I will lower myself before the Lord, even beyond that. Amen? Because here am I, that God chose me over your father's house. Amen? Where was your father's house when the Lord chose me to be king? Therefore will I bless the name of the Lord. Amen? Praise ye the Lord. And the Lord, you know, of course, you know this story. You know what, for all that stuff that Michal did, the Lord didn't like it, smote her and so on. You know, but David, he won the heart of the Lord. Amen? Through the praises, he won the heart of the Lord. And he knew how to praise the name of the Lord. You know, like nobody else in that Bible. He knew so many psalms. I don't have time to read all of them. Let me jump to Jeremiah 33. In the book of Jeremiah 33 and verse 11. Let's see what the Lord says. You know, this is what God has done for us. Today, we hear the voice of joy. Amen? Come on, somebody. Is there a voice of joy in the camp or what? There is no lamentation. There is no mourning. There is no sadness. We are not looking for any of our families. We are safe in the Lord. Amen. Safety is of the Lord. Therefore, the voice of joy and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom, the voice of the bride, the voice of them that shall say, praise the Lord of hosts. Can I get praise the Lord of hosts from the house? Praise the Lord of hosts, people. For the Lord is good, and his mercy endureth forever. And the voice of them that shall bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. Brother James, help me out. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the heart of the Lord as we enter the elder. Him the sacrifice of thanksgiving that we offer unto him. The sacrifice is of praise. Hallelujah. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord as we offer all to him. The sacrifice is of thanksgiving as we stand up and sing with me. Unto him, the sacrifice is of. Put your hands together. Hallelujah. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the heart of the Lord as we offer to him the sacrifice of thanksgiving, and we offer to him the sacrifice of joy. Hallelujah. The house of the Lord, we bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord as we offer unto you the sacrifice of thanksgiving that we offer to you. The sacrifice is of praise. Hallelujah. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the heart of the Lord. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the heart of the Lord. As we offer to you. The sacrifice is of thanksgiving, and we offer to you. The sacrifice is of praise. And at the end of the days, Daniel chapter 4, verse 34, you may be seated. I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted up my eyes unto heaven, and my understanding returned unto me. Now, this was a man that did not give glory to God when the glory was due unto him. He did not. In fact, he boasted in his own strength. He boasted in his own majesty. He said, is this not the majesty of my kingdom that I have built by the brightness of my strength? And the Lord said, we'll see about that. The Lord put him down for 7 years. You know, like a monkey and an animal in the bush. until he learned that the Lord ruleth in the affairs of men. Amen. So finally, after God taught him a lesson, you know, then he came back and said, and I bless the Most High, and I praise and honor him that liveth forever and ever, whose dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom is from generation to generation. Hallelujah. And all the inhabitants of the earth, they are reputed as nothing before the Lord. Amen. And he dwelt according to his will in the army of heaven, and among the inhabitants of the earth. And nothing happens on this earth to the elect of God except God allows it. Amen. Amen, folks. You got to know who you are in the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. For our lives are hid with Christ in God. And Jesus himself said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the flock. And he said, I will never leave you, nor forsake you. The enemy is going to have to go through the Lord to get to you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. But of course, when the Lord said, calls for prayer, you know, we did what the Lord told us to do. He said, call a solemn assembly. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Sanctify a fast. Gather the people and so forth. Let them call. And if they call, I will answer from heaven. Amen. Amen, amen, folks. Amen. When you pray, the Bible says that he that cometh to God must believe that he is. And that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. If you don't believe that, then don't bother to pray. Amen. You know, but if you pray, you better believe that God is going to answer your prayer. Amen. Especially if you pray diligently. Praise ye the name of the Lord. And he said, look, all the inhabitants of the earth are as nothing before him. He doeth what he will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth. And none can stay his hand, nor can anyone say unto him, what doest thou? I love this scripture. Amen. You cannot say anything to the Lord. The Lord does it all by his goodness. Amen. Listen to this in Psalm 118. Let me read a few verses there. And then we are going to rejoice and sing praise. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Verse 1. For the Lord is good. For his mercy endureth. Folks. Give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Because what? His mercy endureth forever. He said, let Israel now say. Let the people of the GMI church now say. Let them that fear the name of the Lord now say. Yes, the Lord is good. And his mercy endureth forever. And the Lord said, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. Hallelujah. I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. So it is not by works of righteousness, which we must be righteous, because without holiness no man shall see the Lord. And it is not of him that willeth, nor yet of him that runneth, but of the Lord that showeth mercy. Hallelujah! And the Lord said, if you can break my covenant of the night and day, that there should be no day, or there should be no night, if you can break that, then I will break my mercy or covenant upon my people. Hallelujah! That's right. His mercy endureth forever. The covenant of the Lord, the covenant of mercy standeth sure. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Listen to this. In the next few verses, he says, I called upon the Lord in distress. Well, not only me. We called upon the Lord in distress. And the Lord answered us. And has brought us forth into a large place. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What shall man do unto me? Amen. Listen to verse 13. The voice of rejoicing and salvation. Amen. Is in the tabernacles of the righteous. Oh my. If you only knew what that means. Rather than the voice of wailing, the voice of anguish, the voice of gnashing of the teeth and putting up of hands on the head and wearing of sackcloth and rubbing of ashes on their head, you know, because loved ones are lost. No, that's not what we have. Today we have the voice of joy. We have the voice of rejoicing. The voice of gladness in the tabernacles of the Lord. Hallelujah. The right hand of the Lord has done brilliantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord doeth brilliantly. I shall not die. This is his testimony that he said. Is it your testimony? Can you say that? Can you say, I shall not die, but I will live to declare the works of the Lord? Amen. But God has said some things concerning the elect of God. And if you are that elect, there are some things that God must accomplish in our lives. Amen. And I personally believe, and so by the grace of God, it will be. Because be it unto you according to your faith. I personally believe that Enoch went in a chariot of fire. I believe that Elijah went in a chariot of fire. And I believe that I'm going in a chariot of fire. Hallelujah! And that's the only way. We are going, leaving this earth in a burst of light. Thank you, Jesus. When we are transformed completely into light. Remember, God is light. And in him is no darkness at all. Hallelujah. The only way to leave this earth, your flight must be light. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. That was the Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, I love you, Lord. I thank you so much. Now, the hand of the Lord doeth brilliantly. I shall not die, but I shall live. And I will declare the works of the Lord. Now, for all the things that God has done for us day from day to day, you know, sometimes the Lord, he reveals to us evil that is coming so that we can know that the Lord did it. But most times, the Lord delivers us from these things even without our knowledge. Hello, folks. You want to tell me it's only the one that you prayed about that the Lord delivered you? No. The Bible says, blessed be the Lord that has delivered us from so great a death. And thus deliver. And will yet deliver. Hallelujah. He has been delivering us. He is still delivering us. And he will still deliver us. Because the Lord is my deliverer. The Lord is my rock and my fortress, my high tower. The righteous, when they run into his name, they are saved. Hallelujah. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Oh, that man would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For all that he has done. Oh, that man. Oh, folks. That you would praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's stand to our feet here this morning. Lift up your hands. And bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Put on that music for me. I want you to come out here. And let's hear the voice of gladness. Let's hear the voice of joy. Let's hear the voice of goodness in the of the Lord in the land. God has lived, you know, God has kept us in the land of the living. Therefore, will we bless the name of the Lord. He said, therefore will I praise the Lord as long as I live. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus Christ here this morning. Come on, somebody. Put your hands together. You can play that at any time. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Wave your hands before the Lord and praise the name of the Lord. Wave your hands and praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord, folks. Praise the name of the Lord, folks. Praise the name of the Lord, folks. Praise the name of the Lord. If you believe that the Lord is good, shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you have seen the goodness of the Lord, shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you have seen the mercy of the Lord, shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you have seen his greatness, shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, that man will praise the Lord. Oh, that man will praise the Lord. Put your hands together. For his goodness and for his work. wonderful works. Shut everything down. Maybe it's memory noise. We broke everything down. That is Peter says, this can't go. I'm called the bars of God is under. He has broken the gates of I'm called the bars of God is under. Oh, that man who praise the Lord. Oh, that man who praise the Lord. For his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men, to the children of men. For his goodness and for his wonderful works, the children of men, to the children of men. He has broken the gates of wrath and caught the bars of Johnny Sunder. He has broken the gates of wrath and called the bars of fire on his under. Oh, that man will praise the Lord. Oh, that man will praise the Lord. Thank for his wonderful work to the children of men, to the children of men. For his goodness and for his wonderful works. Get it? Go ahead. I'm called the bars of iron is under. Everybody come forward and let's praise the name of God. Come forward. Yeah. Crank up the music for me, please.